Welcome to the Shepherd's Voice with Pastor Johnny Awanyo. This simple, scripturally sound preaching and teaching of the Word of God will direct you to Jesus, the Good Shepherd. Follow the Shepherd's Voice into the green pastures that God has purposed for you. There, you'll find rest for your soul and the fulfilled Christian experience you crave. God bless you as you listen.
You just lift up your two hands to heavens and talk to your Father. You know the reason why you are here this morning? Talk to your Father. Just lift up your voice. Talk to your Father. Lebo satayan derebo sata. Lebrando sakataya. Lo sokoto lo broko satayan derebo sakataya dadadaba. Lebre kasuko baya bara dazi katayan derebo sataya baba. Open your mouth and talk to your Father. In the name of Jesus. Makato lebre kasu tayan derebo satayan derebe. Can you pray for yourself that you'll be so spiritual so that you can be imparted today? Lift up your voice and pray and let the flesh give way to the spiritual in the name of Jesus. Masu tayan derebo soto ya baba baba. Orakasu taya baba baba. Everybody, please lift up your two hands. Asida nina ye. Oh, lift up your two hands, everybody. Close your eyes. Jesus.
Me botenti nyame ayi nina ye.
Say it again. Asida nina ye odi.
Asida nina ye odi. Jesus.
Father, we worship you.
Potenti yame ayi nina ye.
Worship the Lord. Worship the Lord. Worship the Lord.
Again, Asida oh, Asida nina ye wode.
Oh, yeah.
baba. You just close your eyes, lift up your two hands and worship the Lord. Oh,
and honor, power and might belongs to our God.
The Lord will do something in our lives today. I need you to join your faith with mine and let's worship the Lord. The glory is coming down. Oh, amen.
Saints and glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, and honor,
power and might. It belongs to our Lord.
Belongs to our God.
Forever and ever.
Forever and ever.
Church, for the last time, amen and amen.
Wisdom, thanksgiving,
and honor. Power and might
belongs to our God forever and ever.
Oh, power and might, power and might. It belongs to our Lord. It belongs to Jesus.
Oh, forever and ever.
Singing power and mind. Power and mind. Belongs to our Lord.
Belongs to our God. Forever and ever.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you today. Good morning to you, Jesus. We are in your presence. You know our hearts. You know our minds. And you know our thoughts. Your word says that the entrance of your word giveth light. And it giveth understanding unto the simple. We pray, O God, that even as we listen to your word today, may we receive light and understanding. I hide myself this morning behind the cross of Jesus. It's not going to be about James today, but it's going to be about Jesus. I cannot do it with my own strength. Holy Spirit, take control over this service. Move as you please. Touch as you please. Heal as you please. Empower as you please. Encourage as you please. Strengthen as you please. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that our lives are going to be greatly touched today. In Jesus' mighty name. And everybody said an amen. Please put your hands together for Jesus and please be seated. Be seated. We thank God. I'm sure you are surprised. I'm also surprised that Pastor is not here. So we are all surprised. Surprise square. But Pastor is somewhere this morning. He had an engagement. He's preaching somewhere. And he asked that I step in this morning to bring the word of God to you. And he extends his love, his grace to all of us. Amen. So we thank God for the life of Pastor. Yeah, it's a good place to put your hands together for Jesus. You see, if you don't clap, you will not encourage me to preach. Oh, bonsem my radio. Bonsem my radio. Pastor is a blessing to my life, I'll tell you honestly. As I always say, I have only one pastor in my life as I stand now. And he has been a blessing. This morning, he spoke to me. He sent me a voice note and he encouraged me. He said, son, go out there and preach the word. I am with you. May God strengthen you. And when I listened to the voice notes, I was encouraged. Hallelujah. Let's thank God for the life of our pastor. Amen. I also want to thank God for my life. God has been so gracious to me. I'm standing here not because of I'm so special. No. It's just by the grace of God. Paul says, I am what I am by the grace of God. And I want to thank God for his grace. I want to thank God for his mercies upon me and how far he has brought me. Amen. Also want to appreciate the life of our first lady, Mama Dorothy. Let's put our hands together for her. Yeah. Anytime that I'm preaching and Mama Dorothy is around, I'm encouraged because I know that somebody will be smiling, somebody will be clapping for me. So I'm encouraged. Yeah, I'm encouraged. And let's thank God for her life. Mommy, thank you. Thank you for being a blessing to my life and that of my wife. God richly bless you. Amen. And I bring you greetings from my Jaguar baby, my wife. Yeah. You know, it's a blessing. This morning, she also prayed for me and said that God be with you and go and preach. And I was encouraged. So two people encouraged me. Pastor encouraged me and my wife encouraged me. It means that today, dear, God will flow. Chale, Jaguar baby, Mrs. James, God bless you. God bless you. Thank you. And thank God for all the pastors, Pastor Joe, Pastor, all of you. I thank God for your life. And I also want to thank God for your life, for your life. So put your hands together for yourself. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. Holy Spirit, please take control over our service today and bless us in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Matthew chapter 4, verse 23 to 24. Now, this month as a church has been declared as our month of community outreach and social impact, isn't it? And we did a lot of things concerning soul winning and bringing people into the kingdom of God. And I want to encourage you that you should do your best as you serve the Lord. Now, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ was on earth, didn't just walk and pass through this earth without making an impact in people's life. Jesus was a man that everywhere that he went, there was an impact. He impacted people's life. He didn't just pass through. You know, people pass through this life and they don't make any impact. But Jesus was on earth, made a lot of impact. And in Matthew chapter 4, verse 23 to 24, I will be doing the King James version, please. I love King James. Thank you. Jesus went to a town, or if you like, a city, and he healed a lot of people in that city. So Bible says that, and Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues. Do you like synagogues or you like synagogues? You like synagogues? Okay. So teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria. And they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with diverse diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those who had the palsy, and he healed them. So Jesus entered into a city and a lot of people were healed. That's what the scripture is saying. A lot of people had a certain impartation because Jesus was in town. In Mark chapter 1, Jesus went to Capernaum, and the scripture recorded that Peter's household was transformed. Mark chapter 1, let's read from 29 all the way to 34. Mark, you have to help me, you have to be quick.
So Jesus went to Capernaum, and I'm saying that Peter's household was transformed. Let's read the story. And forthwith, when they were come out of the synagogue, you say you like synagogue, isn't it? You said it all. Do you like synagogue or synagogue? Okay, so you know, I'm just following what you said. So when they were come out of the synagogue, they entered into the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. But Simon's wife Martha lay sick of a fever, and anon they tell him of her. And he came and looked and took her by the hand and lifted her up, and immediately the fever left her. You didn't clap your hands for Jesus. And she ministered unto them. You see, God has placed something in you, and if you use that thing so clearly, people will minister to you. It's another message that we can preach, but that is not the message for today. I just wanted to get a revelation. When the woman was healed, the scripture says that she ministered unto them. Let's continue. And at even, when the sun did set, they brought unto him all that were diseased, and them that were possessed with devils. And all the cities were gathered together at the door. And he healed many that were sick of diverse diseases, and cast out many devils, and suffered not the devil to speak, because they knew him. So Jesus went to Capernaum, and Peter's household was transformed. I'm just explaining to you and giving you some examples that Jesus, wherever he went, he did something great. He transformed lives. In Mark chapter 5, we can talk about the madman of Gadara. Mark chapter 5 verse 1. And they came over onto the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadarians. And when he was come out of the ship, that's Jesus, immediately them met him out of the tombs, a man with unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among tombs. And no man could bind him, no, not with chains. Wow. Because that he has been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him. You know, the demons in the man made the man so strong. I mean, how can they put a chain on you and you are tearing the chain? Charlie, it's so hard. Tell your neighbor, Ayegbeye. You think I can't speak Ghan? I'll shock you right now. And fetters broken into pieces, neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stone. You know, when you are demonic possessed, okay, there are things that you do that you don't understand. I mean, how can a normal human being, instead of it to be in the house, you are in the cemetery? And as you are in the cemetery, the Bible says that this man was cutting himself with stone. And he was crying. It's that the thing was paining him, and he's still doing it. Now, there are things that people do. They want to stop, but they can't stop. It tells you that there is something behind it. That is why you should not just live your life and thinking that everything is just, you know, on the surface. The spiritual is important. So this man was cutting himself with stone. Let's continue on verse 6. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him, and cried with a loud voice and said, "What have I to do with thee, Jesus? The demons are manifesting. Thou Son of the Most High God, I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not." For he said unto him, that is Jesus, "Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit." For he said unto him, "Come out of the man, that unclean spirit." This morning, by the power of God, I rebuke any unclean spirit that has been tormenting your life. When you sleep and you can't sleep, there are things chasing you. Today, by a prophetic declaration, come out in the name of Jesus. That unclean spirit, I declare in the name of Jesus that come out. Yeah. We don't advise demons, we rebuke them. So Jesus cast the demon out of the man. Let's jump to verse 15 so that we can beat time. Verse 15. And when they came to Jesus and see him that was possessed, so you know, the man, the demons came out of him and all that, and you can go and read the story. And they saw him with Jesus, and the man who was a legion sitting and clothed, and he was in his right mind, and they were afraid. So the people who knew him, that this man used to be a madman, oh, and he's not just a normal madman. That madman, he can tear chains. You see, they are madmen and they are madmen. Some people, when you see their madness, it's not there. Some people, their madness, like that is the madness. That is the Abodam crazy, 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 crazy. Tell your neighbor, Abodam crazy, crazy. The real Abodam. So when they saw the real, this man, how come? What happened to him? Verse 16. And they that saw it told them how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the swine. Verse 17. And they began to pray him to depart out of their coast. So they wanted to sack him out of Jesus' camp. And when he was come into the sheep, he that has been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. So now the man was like, oh Jesus, let me be with you, because now I'm free. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but said unto him, go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord has done for thee, and had compassion on thee. You didn't clap for Jesus. Transformation. Transformation. That's Jesus. Verse 20. This is what I like. And he departed, and he began to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus has done for him, and all the men marvel. So this man, madman of Gadara, when he met Jesus, he was transformed. In Luke chapter 19, verse 1 to 10, Jesus passed through Jericho, and the Bible says that a man called Zacchaeus was transformed. I'm talking about Jesus. I'm saying that wherever he went, there was a change. So in Luke 19, he passed through Jericho, and Zacchaeus was transformed. Let's read the story so quick. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to seek Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. He said he was a short man. He was a short man. Yeah, I know somebody, when I'm with her, I feel very tall. And anytime I'm with her, I'm encouraged. It shows I'm not short. She's here. She's watching me. And I've been telling her. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. Verse 5. And when Jesus came to the place, and he looked up and saw him, and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for the day, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. You see, sometimes when you want to do the work of God, when you want to save sinners, people will blame you. You can go with them. Maybe you pass somewhere. They say, oh, tell it, I saw the girl. She has entered into that room. And that room, when people go, they go and do bad things. But maybe you are going to evangelize. Yes. Or maybe you go to some ghetto. And as you are coming out of the ghetto, you see somebody, Charlie, how far? What are you doing in the ghetto? So that's what people were doing to Jesus. They thought he was, doing all kinds of things. Verse 8. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. Verse 9. And Jesus said unto him, this day salvation come to this house. For as much as he also is a son of Abraham. Verse 10. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. You didn't appreciate Jesus by putting your hands together. So all these scriptures that I read, we can see clearly that the man Jesus wherever he went, people were transformed. So all these things can be summarized in Acts 10, 38, where the Bible says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. So God anointed him. He went about and he did good. He healed people that were oppressed of the devil because God was with him. So people who were blind, when they saw Jesus, they received sight. People who were sick, when they saw Jesus, they were healed. People who were hungry, when they saw Jesus, they were full. People who needs to be met, when they saw Jesus, their needs were met. People who were so tormented by evil spirit, when they saw Jesus, the evil spirit disappeared. Transformation. Everywhere he went, he was doing good. The mighty healer, he healed the lepers. When the cripples saw him, they started walking. Everywhere he went, my Lord was too. Everywhere he went, everywhere he went, he was doing good. He was the mighty healer. The mighty healer. He healed the lepers.
He healed the lepers.
When the cripples saw him, they started walking. Everywhere he went, my Lord was doing good. That was the life of Jesus. Everywhere he went, I could give you examples upon example. Everywhere that he went, lives were changed. Everywhere that we went, people received healing. The blind, they saw because Jesus is in town. The lame, they could walk because Jesus was in town. People who were hungry, they were fed because the man Jesus was in town. Needs were met, problem was solved. Complicated situations disappeared because the man Jesus was in town. And this morning Jesus is here. He's touching every sickness. He's touching every infirmity. He's touching every problem. He's touching every anxiety. In the name of Jesus. Oh yes. It's touching you. It's touching you. Hallelujah. Everywhere he went, he was doing good. Senior, Jesus is touching you. The Spirit of the Lord says that we should bind the spirit of getting almost there, but not getting there. Akaki tiki 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 tiki. Have you heard that word before? Aka kiti 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 kiti. Father, he left small. We pray that this time around he will get there. This time around he will get there. I rebuke the spirit of almost there but not there. I declare in the name of Jesus that this time around he will be there. In the name of Jesus, he will come and testify about your power. He will come and testify about your grace. In the name of Jesus. Oh yes. Tell it, I feel power here, honestly. So you can all bear with me that the man Jesus, everywhere that he went, he did good. He transformed life. He healed people. There's nobody who came into contact with Jesus and remained the same. The Bible says the other day, when people saw the disciple, they said that they recognized that they were with Jesus because these men were unlearned. But when they came with Jesus, there was a transformation. And today, I want to leave a statement with the church. That is going to be the title of my message. If we are here, something should change. Put your hands together for Jesus. That is the title of the message. It's a statement I'm leaving to shepherds for restoration. If we are here, something should change. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, if we are here, something should change. Now make it personal. Say, neighbor, with the greatest of respect, I'm telling you today that if you are here, you are Joa, if you are here, something should change. Yeah. Something should change. Something should change. It's a message. If we are here, something should change. Because the man Jesus that we are following, when he was on earth, things changed. There was many transformation. Hallelujah. In John chapter 14, I'm going to read from verse 12. He says that, because I'm going. But the works that I do, you shall do greater. So verily I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he also do. And greater works than these shall he also do, because I go to my Father. So the Bible is explaining, Jesus is telling you and I, that the things that I've done on earth, if you believe in me, as I go, greater works shall you do. Even as I've healed the blind, it means that you can also heal the blind. As I've healed the lame, it means that you can also heal the lame. As I brought salvation to people, it means that you can also bring salvation to people. As I've healed people, it means that you can also heal people. He said, the works that I do, you shall also do greater works. Oh yes. And in John chapter 20 verse 21, he said, peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, so I send you. Peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me. The Father has sent the Son for a reason. And Jesus is also telling the disciples, for that matter to you and I, that I've sent you. Peace be unto you. Pastor Billy, peace be unto you. Jesus has sent you to do something. That as you are here, something must change. Ella, peace be unto you. Peace be unto you. Jesus said that as the Father has sent him, he has also sent him. Tell your neighbor, neighbor, peace be unto you. Peace be unto you. Oh, say it now. Say, neighbor, peace, oh. Peace, oh. Now tell neighbor, Jesus has sent you. Yeah. You see, Jesus know that many people, when we are sending you, you don't like. So first, he's telling you, oh, peace. Who the abotre? Abotre. Abotre. Asunjue. Asunjue. Oh, peace. Asunjue. Ah, okay. Okay. Asunjue. Asunjue. Tell your neighbor, Asunjue. Oh, you are not doing the thing nice. Asunjue. This one, Asuje Kao. Okay, let's do it again. Tell your neighbor, Asuje Kao. Do you have a response to that? There's no response. You know? And Kaosu. Okay, so let's do it. Asuje Kao. Then tell your neighbor, Nyami Asumao. Nyami Asumao. Is that how they say it? Yeah, Nyami Asumao. Yeah. So the tree is chewing, isn't it? Yeah, it's a tree today. So he says that peace be unto you, because as the Father has sent me, so do I also send you. And in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10, he says that we are his workmanship, created unto Jesus, unto good work, which God has before ordained that we should walk in it. We are the workmanship of God. And I'm saying that Jesus, when he came on earth, he did a lot of things. He transformed lives. He healed people. Anyone who came into contact with Jesus never remained the same. And he says that we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto what? Good works. The good works that Jesus did, which God has before ordained that you and I should walk in it. Are you getting the message? I'm about to close. Now, reasons why, if we are here, something should change. Number one. Reasons why, if we are here, something should change. Number one. You see, there is a reason why when God saved you and I, he didn't take us out of this world. Because honestly, this world is a place where a whole lot of problem. Today you solve an issue, tomorrow you have another one. Today you are happy, tomorrow you are not happy. Today you are rejoicing, tomorrow you are not rejoicing. A whole lot of things happen here. So why should you be here? I want to go to heaven. But there was a reason, or there is a reason why Jesus, when he saved us, he said, you remain here. Enjoy the happiness more and the sadness more. Cry more and laugh more. Yeah. Reasons why, if you are here, Auntie Baba, if you are here, something should change. Reason number one. God didn't save us to occupy space. Write it. God didn't save us to occupy space, but He saved us to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. God didn't save us to just occupy space, but He saved us to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. Matthew chapter 5, verse 12 to 13. Matthew 5, go to 13. It said, ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is therefore good for nothing. May we not become good for nothing. May you not lose your flavor. And he said that it is therefore good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men. Verse 14. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be healed. Ladies and gentlemen, the reason why if we are here something to change is because we are the salt of the earth and the light of the world. Salt always makes the difference. Those of you who know how to cook like me, you see that when you are cooking, salt can make the difference. Yeah. A lot. Yes. You don't know that I can cook. Yeah, I can cook. It's just that when I cook for you, the next day we should go to the hospital. Yeah. But cooking, we can't do it. If the next day you want to go to the hospital, no problem. I will cook for you. Yeah. It's a choice. Maybe you want to, it's been a while that, this year you didn't go to the hospital. It's like, oh God, what do they do at the hospital? I want to visit the hospital. Just come to me. I will do banku and okro soup for you. After you finish now, Charlie, we are taking you to the hospital. You'll be fine, Kra. Yeah, you'll be fine. We are the salt of the earth. And what? The light of the world. A light must always make the difference. So if you are here, we have to depict that we are the salt of the earth and the light of the world. We have to make that difference. Yesterday, by the grace of God, we visited a hospital around Afenya and we went to do some donations. You can see the happiness on people's face. You can see how people were so happy that we came. That shows that when Jesus said in Matthew chapter 25 that I was sick and you visited me, we were fulfilling scripture. And when we were there, mommy made a statement. Actually, those things were just ringing in my spirit. And that, helped me to actually preach the message that I'm preaching. She said that we don't want to get to heaven. She was telling the people. And God will ask us that there was just a hospital closer to you. You never visited them. So we are here today so that when we get to heaven, God will not answer that question. You didn't put your hands together for Jesus. Yeah. And she quoted the scripture in Matthew 25. So, people of God, as we are here, we have to show that we are the salt of the earth and the light of the world. What life are you changing? Are you bringing a transformation into people's life? There are people that when we meet them, we have to transform them all. What are you living with people? Son of God and daughter of God, what are you living when you meet people? Are you that salt in people's life? Are you that light in people's life? We are the salt of the earth and the light of the world. That is why if we are here, something must change. Hallelujah. Number two reasons why if we are here, something should change. It's because God expects us to be fruitful. God expects us to be fruitful. God expects me to be fruitful. God expects you to be fruitful. In John 15, verse 8. He spoke about when you are fruitful, you will glorify the Father. He said, "Yerein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciple." No, are you glorifying God? He said, "My Father shall be glorified when you bear fruit." What are you doing that glorifies the Lord? What are you doing that when people see, they can give glory to God? Because it says that my Father is glorified that ye bear much fruit. So God is expecting us to bear fruit. That through us, somebody should be transformed. That through us, somebody must see the light. That through us, somebody must come to God's saving knowledge. We must go out there and make the difference and bear fruits. You have to be fruitful. You have to be fruitful. You have to be fruitful. When you study the scripture and you read about barrenness, barrenness is something that you have to be so concerned about. I'm telling you the truth. God doesn't want us to be barren. My Father, glorify that he bear much fruit. What are you doing to glorify God? What are you doing that can bring glory to the Father? As this month has been declared as our month of community outreach and social impact, what have you done that brought glory to the Father? What have you done? Or you are just around. Now, unim, unam, and as they say, you walk inside. Today the tree has come, what? No, say it in tree.
Unim.
No, you are not saying it well. It's what? Uninemu. Uh-huh. Your tree is not good. You have to work on it. You have to work on it. Come for classes. Come for classes. Uninemu. No. We have to bear fruit to glorify the Father. Whenever you tell somebody that Jesus loves you, you are glorifying the Father. Whenever you give somebody something to eat, you are glorifying the Father. Whenever you visit the prisons, you are glorifying the Father. Good works. Hallelujah. Yeah. Are you fruitful? Or winning him? Are you fruitful? Or winning him? And this is not a joke. Our month of evangelism is about to end. This is the last Sunday. But you have to understand that bearing fruit and soul winning, it is not an event. Soul winning, it is not an event, but it is a continuous, perpetual journey. It's a lifestyle that every day of your life, you think about the master's business. Every day of your life, you think about the master's business. You think about doing good. You think about healing somebody. You think about praying for somebody. You think about doing good. Yeah. May I hear you, man? May I hear you, man? Amen. Radhi. Seofremia. Bibiara.
Me, Juma, Meradi, Payan Yamin, Juma, Alamasutayamada, Baba, Sao Fremia, Riara, Timitri, Betimedo, O Sunday, O No, Adon Shira.
Can you make it a prayer? Oh Jesus, I want to be fruitful. Jesus, I want to be fruitful. Jesus, I want to glorify you. I want to glorify you. I want to glorify you. Yeah. Without the instrument, may Juma, may sing it. Let it sink in your spirit. Sing it, sing it. Let it sink in your spirit. Meditate upon the song. Oh Jesus. Sing it, sing it. Let it rise. Let it rise. Let it rise. Son of God, let it rise. 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 Take it again, take it again, take it again. Something is happening in your spirit. God, we want to be fruitful. We want to be fruitful, Lord. We want to be fruitful. Help us, help us.
Oh, yes.
I feel the power of God here.
Now,
can you put your hand on your heart and say, Meye Juma? God is working on our hearts. We will work for Him. We will work for Him. Meye Juma. The Father is glorified when we bear fruit. Shepherds for Restoration family, Pastor Johnny is not the one who will be glorified. Mama Dorothy, hear me clearly. Don't talk. Focus on me. What I'm saying is very important. When you catch the spirit, your life will never remain the same. Mama Dorothy will not be the one glorified when you bear fruit. It is not a man that will be glorified when you bear fruit. It is God. I said it is God. Now, can you look for the word, the meaning of the word to be glorified and put it on the screen for us? What does it mean to be glorified? When we say God is glorified, whoever is there, do it quick for me. Look for the word glorified, like the word there, glorify. I'm saying that Pastor John is not the one who is to be glorified. No, 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 forget about it. It's not anybody. It's not anybody. It's not your husband that will be glorified. It's not the church that will be glorified. But it is God that will be glorified. Look for the word glory. He said glorify means made to seem better, more important. So it means that when you bear fruit, you are making God more important. You didn't catch the revelation. I feel like preaching. I said that when you bear fruit, you are making God more important. When you bear fruit, what are you making the obrimpon in your life? Is it your education? Is it your marriage? Is it your makeup? Some of you, the way you can really do the makeup, you glorify the makeup so nice. But the Bible says that when we bear fruits, it is God that is glorified. It's God that becomes more important. And when you make God an important person in your life, you should know that your life is going to be so beautiful. You should know that your life is going to be so glorious. Yeah. And today, as you live here, try to make God an important person in your life. by bearing fruit. Number three, I want to close. Why, if we are here, something to change? Because Christ is in us. Philippo, something needs to change, oh. Because Christ is in us. Colossians chapter 1. Let's read from 27. Colossians 1, 27. To whom God will make known what is the riches of the glory of the mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. I said Christ in you, the hope of glory. So Christ is in me, Christ is in you. That is why if we are here, there should be a change. I mean, Christ cannot be in you and your life will not affect anybody. Because Bible says that everywhere that he went, he was doing good. He healed the lepers. He touched life. People who were sick. And the same person that is in you, it means that there should be a certain change in your life. Now listen to me. Listen to me. The greatest thing in you is not your personality. The greatest thing in you is not your education. The greatest thing in you is not how much money you have. But the greatest thing that can be in anybody is Christ. I appreciate the Lord by putting your hands together. Christ in me, the hope of glory. Because Christ is in me and it's the hope of glory. That is why everywhere that I go, I have to tell somebody about him. Because Christ is in me and it's the hope of glory. That is why I have to touch the sick. That is why I have to heal the lame. Christ is in you and you are using it to eat banku. Christ is in you. The only thing you are using is banku. A lot of banku. And what? Tilapia. The tilapia, do you like the head? Charlie, tilapia head, yeah, it's nice. So. And this day, the people are punishing us. When you go and say, I want the tilapia head, they'll give you times two of the money. Listen, the last time I was going to buy tilapia, I asked the woman, how much is the tilapia? Then she said, the head, like times two. I said, why? So, obia per head. Obia per head. Obia per head. There's something in the head when you are eating it, yeah. Christ is in you. That is the hope of glory. It means that as you are here, when somebody see you, the person must be transformed. It means that as you are here, when you lay hand on the sick, they must be healed. It means that as you are here, whenever you arrive, there should be a change. Recently, I was talking to a guy. He said, Pastor, you know what? I was not like this. I was a good boy until I went to secondary school. And when I went to secondary school, I met a guy. He was my school father. He said he introduced me to smoking. He said, when he started, I didn't know how to smoke. He said, do it. I will help you. Then I started doing it. He said, the first time I did it, I was not well, but he helped me gradually. And today, the guy is a wild smoker. That person had a chance and an opportunity to be able to influence him to become a smoker. People are influencing other people to become bad in the society. Child of God, rise up. If somebody can influence somebody to become a smoker, child of God, you can also influence somebody to become a Jesus addict. You can also influence somebody to love Jesus. You can also influence somebody to know the Lord, because Christ is in you. The hope of glory. Yeah. People are influencing people. They are doing all kinds of things. And they will take time for them. So we too, we have to take time for the souls. Tell them about Jesus. Tell them about Jesus. I thank God for the life of that man who many years ago approached me and said, young man, Jesus loves you. I thank God for his life. Imagine that he didn't come to say that, young man, Jesus loves you. It means that today you will not see a preacher in front of you who is preaching so good. Either you like it or not, preaching good. Yeah, I'm encouraging myself. I'm preaching good, though. I'm preaching good. You will not see a preacher in front of you. What are you doing to influence somebody? Christ is in you. Can people see it? Or you are sitting on the Christ Yeah, you know that Christ is in you, but so oh, Christ, come. I'm sitting on you. I won't let you get away. Say, Christ in me, the hope of glory. Let me give you the last point. Reason why, if you are here, something to change. People meet people and they leave them with all kinds of experiences and all that. All kinds of things. All kinds of things. You can meet the wrong person and your life will change forever. The wrong person. And those people, they have time. Oh, they won't rush you. They won't rush you. They won't rush you. You will have time for you. Introduce you small, small, small. Oh, yeah, one thought. When you take it, yes, small. Okay. Then you come to half. Then you get to a point, you take the whole bottle. You take the whole bottle. Yeah. Number four. The reason why, if you are here, something to change, because God is counting on us. Christopher, God is counting on you. Eunice, God is counting on you. Becky, God is counting on you. That is why, if you are here, something should change. In Ezekiel 22, verse 30, he says that I sought for a man. God is looking for a man. He's looking for a man. He says that, and I saw for a man among them. God is looking for a man among them that I should make a hedge, and that will make a hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it. But I found none. God is counting on you. You must tell somebody about Jesus. God is counting on you. Don't disappoint God. Don't disappoint God. Through you, somebody must be transformed. Through you, somebody must see the light. You must stand in the gap and let somebody be transformed because of you. God is counting on you. Yeah. You should tell somebody about Jesus. Yeah. Yeah. Ivan. Yeah. I have a French friend here. He didn't understand anything. So let me just use 1 minute and tell him something. Because how can we come to church? Maybe he's just listening to me. Do I have the chance to tell him? Yeah. Tu dois dire quelqu'un que Jésus l'aime. C'est tout ça. Jean 3, 6. Quand Dieu a tant aimé le monde, qu'il a donné son fils unique après qu'il croit qu'on en lui ne périsse point. Mais qui a la vie éternelle. Donc tout ce qu'on fait dans la vie, on doit dire quelqu'un que Jésus t'aime. C'est tout ça. Mon frère, c'est tout. You understand? Yeah. You should tell somebody about Jesus. That is all it is. That is all it is. That is all it is. The commandment is what it is. It is what it is. God is counting. You didn't put your hands together for Jesus. God is counting. God is counting on you. Are you standing in the gap for somebody not to go to hell? Imagine a house is on fire. And you tell, you know, when a house is on fire, what do? You quench the fire. Imagine that the house is on fire. You look at the house and say, oh, I will quench the fire next year. Hmm? Next year, I'll quench the fire. Which you go on. Yeah. You are saying next year, you'll quench the fire. Which you go on. You are joking. The house is on fire, and you look at the house and say, you know, I have a lot of problem. When I finish solving my problem, I'll come and quench the fire. That is what is happening to some of us. Any soul that we see that is not saved is like a house that is on fire. And we need to do it now. Because when we don't do it, the person may be destroyed. The person may die and go to hell. What we have to understand is that tomorrow is not guaranteed. You can wake up tomorrow. You can sleep and not wake up tomorrow. So whoever you see, tomorrow is never guaranteed. It's a matter of agency. Not to say that I'm waiting next year. The way I'll preach, eh? You don't have any idea. Somebody will die if you don't preach. Somebody will go to hell if you don't preach. God is sending forth missionaries. God is sending forth missionaries. God is sending forth missionaries. And the Spirit of the Lord will open my eyes. And I will see young men and young women. And I will see adults and old men. And I will see people who are educated and not educated. And I will see people who can speak English and not speak English. And I will ask them, where are they going? And the Spirit of God will tell me, these people are missionaries. They are missionaries not to go to any nations. They are missionaries not to go to any other region. And I will ask the Spirit of God, so where are they going to be on mission for? And the Spirit of God will open my eyes and say, these people are going to be missionary at their work side. God is raising a missionary at where you are working. That is your mission field. The Spirit of God will open my eyes and say, this one shall be a missionary on that bus. This one shall be a missionary in the family. This one shall be a missionary in the area that you are working. God is raising end time missionaries. God is raising end time missionaries. I see them in uniforms. They look like young soldiers. They are pressing on so hard. They are saying, God, you can depend on me. They are saying, God, we have problems, but you can depend on us. Those are the people God is raising. Those are the people God is raising. These are different types of missionaries. Usually when we talk about missionaries, we think about people who have to travel to go to other places, other countries. But I'm saying that these missionaries are a different one. They are missionaries in their schools where they are teaching. They are missionary in the lecture room. They are missionary on the trotter. They are missionary around their area. They are missionary in their family. You are standing in the gap. God is raising a missionary who is a missionary on TikTok Live. TikTok Live. That is your mission field. Now, I need you to understand what I'm saying. I said God is raising certain type of missionaries. And this missionary is not going to Nyangpala. This missionary is on TikTok Live. And he's saying that, hear me and hear me about Jesus. Jesus loves you and he gave your life for you. This missionary is on Facebook. This missionary is at her workplace, her business area. Anybody who comes and say, "Mama, mi toaji, mi bato, mami, inkati abaku ne mami, Gary, mi koye Gary Sokins." As you are giving the Gary Sokins, that is a mission face. You say, "Nyamido, Nyamido." Yesu domi. That is a message. Oh, Yesu domi. Hallelujah. Yesu domi. Hallelujah. Yesu domi, hallelujah. Yesu domi, hallelujah. That is the message. God loves you. That is all. You are a missionary who is just bringing a simple message. God loves you. Yesu domi. That's all. So, church, if we are here, something should change. If you are here, somebody should not go to hell. If we are here, somebody should see the light. If we are here, somebody should have food to eat. If we are here, somebody at the hospital should be prayed for. If we are here, somebody should receive love and care. If we are here, somebody should be cared for. If we are here, somebody to be hugged and say, Jesus loves you. That is what we are saying. If we are here, something should change.
Put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, we need to take charge of our mission field. I believe as you are living here, the Lord has spoken to you about your mission field. Some of us, is a school that we are teaching in. That is a mission field. You are a missionary. Some of us, is the family, your family. You are a missionary there. The missionary of that family. Some of us, it's your following on TikTok. Yes, it's your following on TikTok. You are a missionary to them. Some of us, it's your business. The business. You have a lot of people that you talk to. That is a mission field. Oh yes, that is a mission field. And the only message we are sending to them is Yesu Domi.
Yesu Domi. Yesu Domi. Odoso. Yesu Domi. Yesu Domi. Yesu Domi.
Oh, hallelujah. Can you be on your feet?
Yesu Domi.
Hallelujah.
Yesu Domi. Hallelujah. Yesu Domi. Hallelujah.
Yesu. That is a message we are sending.
Yesu Domi.
Odowoso.
Odowoso. Yesu Domi. Yesu Domi. Yesu Domi.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yesu Domi. Hallelujah. Yesu Domi. Hallelujah. Yesu Domi, hallelujah.
Lift up your right hand with me. Say, I am a missionary. Say it well. Let it sink in your spirit. You know, God is touching people. Let's stand by. The Spirit of God is moving and touching and hitting people. And missionaries are going out there. Lift up your right hand. Say, I am a missionary. From today, I take charge of our mission field. Say, I take charge of my mission field. I take charge of my mission field. By the grace of God, I will do what the Lord asked me to do. I will be fruitful. I will be the light of this earth. I will be the salt in the name of Jesus. Be empowered. Be strengthened. Be encouraged. Just talk to the Lord. Just talk to the Lord. Just talk to the Lord. Is solo in church? Solo? Solo? Just talk to the Lord. Solo, come. Just talk to the Lord. And I don't see Tayandala Mamasikata. Just talk to the Lord. There is a certain anointing that God is releasing upon his people. Is coming upon you so mightily. You will preach. You will preach. People will be strengthened because of you. I see a peculiar grace upon this one. And from today, it has been released. We will see you
who will experience the grace of God upon your life. In the name of Jesus. Go forth. Go forth. Let it burn in your spirit. Bring it to me. Bring it to me. Let it burn in your spirit. It's going to be like a fire that will never be quenched. It's going to be like a massive wind that people will see from today. In the name of Jesus. Be blessed. Be blessed.
Hallelujah. Be blessed. Yes, you adore me. Hallelujah. Yes, you adore me. Hallelujah. Yes.
Just pray in the spirit.
Hallelujah.
Receive it, brother. Receive it, brother. Receive it, brother, in the name of Jesus.
Oh yes.
Just pray in the spirit. Just pray in the spirit.
Yes, Udami.
Oh yama 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 yama.
Yes, Udami.
Now you feel in your spirit that you are that missionary that I'm talking about. Come forward. Come forward. Let me lay hands on you.
Yes, Udami.
You feel in your spirit that you are that missionary. That missionary that today something has changed. Come, let me lay hands on you. Yes, Udami. Oh, baya baba baba. Missionaries. 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 And they are taking charge. I said you feel in your spirit that you are that missionary. You are that missionary. Oh, you will go. You will do it. Whatever is holding you so bound that you cannot minister the word of God today, by the power that is in the name of Jesus, I lose you and I set you free. Now hear me. Hear me, you spirit. This one, even as the madman of Gadara met Jesus, the Bible says that he was transformed. But the power that is in the name of Jesus, I lose you and I set you free. In the name of Jesus. Come out. It is done. It is done. It is done. She's free. She's free. Today, you will do the work of God. Just leave her. Just leave her.
Hallelujah.
She's free. Now, there is a certain grace that has been released. And today, this one is the missionary that God
is looking for.
By the oil you are preserved.
Oh, touch me with your hand,
Jesus. Missionaries,
touch me with your hand.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. I feel power. I feel power.
I'm home.
Receive grace to minister the word of God with power and strength.
Oh, I don't want to go
the same way that I came.
The same way.
Da, 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 ba, da, ba, da, ba, 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 ba.
Touch me with
let's set
your
name. Maya, da, da, da. Jesus.
See.
Hey, connect to the spirit. Something is happening here. Something is happening here. Come to me. Come to me. Come to me. I am a da, ba, da, ba, da, ba, da, ba. Go forth and be the missionary that God has transformed you.
See,
oh, I don't. Grace, grace, grace.
has been released and grace has been multiplied in the name of Jesus. Hey, I stretch for my hand. I touch you now. I stretch for my hand.
Oh, Jesus.
I touch you now.
Oh, yeah.
I stretch for my hand. I touch you now.
Let the mission field come forth. I stretch for my hand. I touch you now. I stretch for my hand. I touch you now. I stretch for my hand. I touch you now. I stretch for my hand.
Oh, Mrs. Awache.
I stretch for my hand. I touch. God is touching you. God is touching you. Are you ready for it? Receive it. It's for you. It's for you. Hey, it's for you. Ashes, help me. Ashes, help me. The power of God is just roaming. Yes. Yeah, I stretch for. I touch you now. I stretch for my. I stretch for. Receive it. In the name of Jesus. I stretch for my hand. I touch you now. I stretch for my hand. I touch you now. I stretch for. Ye bala matiri ata ta ta da. I stretch for my
hand. I touch you now. I stretch for my hand.
Something is happening here. I stretch for my hand. I touch you now. I stretch for my hand. A new season is out here. A new season. A new season. From today, something has changed. Something that we have never seen before has come forth. And people will testify. Let it rain in your hearts and in your mind. Hey! I stretch for my hands.
I touch you now. I stretch for my hands.
Are you ready for a touch? Let God touch you. I touch you now. I stretch for my hands. Giftiana, where is Giftiana? Where is Giftiana? Giftiana. She's not in church.
Oh. I touch you now. I stretch for my hands.
I stretch for my hands. I touch you now. I stretch for my hands. I touch you
now.
Receive a touch, my dear. A new grace has been released upon you. Oh, I stretch for my hand. I touch you now. Lift up your two hands. Lift up your two hands. Receive the grace. The grace to be a missionary. Ah, I stretch for
my hand. I stretch for my hand.
Lift up your hands. Say, God, touch me. Say, God, touch me. Oh, I stretch for my hand. I touch you now. I stretch for my hand. Lift up your hands. I stretch for my hand. Ayayayabayabayabayabay. Let the grace be released. Let the grace be released.
I stretch for my hand. I stretch for my hand.
Where is forgive me, Elijah? Elijah, it's not around.
Come. I stretch for my hand.
Come down. Hold me so that I don't fall. That hold me. Hold me so that I don't fall. Just hold me so that I don't fall. The glory is here. I touch you now. I stretch for my hand. I stretch for my hand. I touch you now. I stretch for my hand. The guy in the red cap. The guy in the red cap. Bring it. Come. Come. I stretch for the glory of God. The glory of God.
I
stretch for my hand. I touch you now. I stretch for my hand. A touch, a touch, a touch, a touch, a touch. I break any spirit that is making you to be so addicted to that power. I declare that you are loose. You are loose. You are loose from that thing from today. Let it be a prayer, Jesus.
Jesus,
a touch.
Touch me with your hand.
A touch. Jesus, the touch that you have been waiting for.
Touch me with your hand.
Ah, glory. I see the glory of God here. Jesus, I don't know, but. A touch. The touch you have been waiting for.
Jesus,
is today. Esther, come to me. Esther, come to me. Esther, come to me. Esther, come. Hold me so that I don't fall. Hold me, the glory of God. I can stand it. Esther. Ernest, receive it. Ernest, receive it. Ernest, receive it. May the glory of God shine to you. Richmond, sir. Richmond, come to me. Richmond, come. Attach, oh God. When the glory comes, there will be nowhere to say, I cannot stand it. Oh,
when the glory comes,
there will be nowhere
to say,
may that door be open. May you receive that call. From today, by a prophetic declaration and by a prophetic injunction, I declare that any door that has been closed, let it be open.
When the glory comes,
Pastor Grace, Pastor Chris. Oh, Pastor Chris.
When the glory comes, there'll be no words to say.
My brother. A season where a house will be built. A season why, where a house will be built. It's for you.
There'll be nowhere to stay.
Oh, glory. Oh. Father Chris, a new season.
When the glory,
a new season.
No,
is Jesse here? Jesse, is Jesse here? Why is Jessica come? I see a new season in this marriage.
When the glory,
a new season. Yeah, you will experience it with your wife. Many will look at you guys. Hold his hand. Many will look at you guys and they will marvel. Because the Lord will use you to achieve greatness. And what I'm talking about is financial wealth. You will walk in it. You will experience it. In the name of Jesus. Let me not fall.
When the glory comes,
Rudy, oil for Rudy. Oh, Rudy, come. Kneel down. Can somebody hold me? Oh, Jesus. There's so much glory here.
When the glory comes, there'll be no words to say.
Oh, yeah. For prosperity. Oh, yeah. For glory. Oil for power. Oil for grace. When the glory comes. Have you experienced the glory of God? There will be nowhere to stay. Something is happening here. Can I flow? As you look at time.
There'll be no words to say. Oh.
Elizabeth Lai.
When the glory comes.
We will marry.
There'll be no words to say.
We will marry. Come. We will marry. Yeah, we'll marry. I see it here. It has happened in the church. Come.
When the glory comes,
receive it.
Be no words.
Father, let your word be established. And let your word be established. The Bible says that forever, oh Lord, your word is settled.
When the glory
in heaven,
comes,
let it settle.
Be no
in the name of Jesus. Now, can you take an offering? Can you take a seed? wherever you are, come and drop it here. Just take a seat, an offering, something. And you see, the glory of God is here. Just drop it. Drop it in the desert. Do it. Do it. A seed. A seed of the glory. A seed of the glory. Take a good seed. Don't just come here. Lord, remember this one. May you be remembered in times of trouble. May you be remembered in times of trouble. In the name of Jesus. The Spirit of God is ringing in me. They will not kill her,
no words to say.
Because she's destined to be a blessing.
When the glory comes,
there will be no words to say. Just lift your two hands and thank God. And thank God. God has touched us today. Missionaries. Glory comes.
When the glory comes, there'll be no words to say. When the glory comes, there'll be no words to say.
When the glory comes, I should tell you that it is well. The battles are over. He says that I'm going to fight your battles for you.
Can
you be committed to God? Can you decide to love God like crazy? Experience the glory. When the glory, hey,
there'll be no words to say.
A new season of grace.
A new season of grace.
Let it flow. Oh, let it flow, let it flow. Let it flow, let it flow. Ay, 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 ay. Let it flow. There's no that song like that. There's no song like that. It's ringing in my spirit. You should have it. Let it flow, let it flow. Yeah. My brother, a new season of God's grace and power in the name of Jesus. May you walk in it. And may Jesus do you good. Be blessed.
Special way, and I don't know, could it be that you are living here without being touched? Because the power of God is here and he's touching, it's touching, it's touching, it's touching. Jesus, Jesus is passing this way. What do I do? I don't ask. Jesus is passing. Jesus, the man Jesus, let him touch. Bring her, come. Let her come closer. Tula, let there be a touch of the Lord. Let there be a touch of the Lord. Let there be a touch. In the name of Jesus, receive that touch. A new season of grace and missionary in the singing industry. Hallelujah. Jesus. Come for it.
Receive it.
Receive it. Let the man Jesus touch your knee. Where is your daughter? Bring your daughter to me. Bring your daughter to me. Oh, Jesus is passing
this way.
Lift up your two hands. God, remember SFRF. God, remember your people. Oh, Mrs. Smith, come for it. Come. When I say God, remember SFRF, the heaven has opened upon you. Walk in the open heavens. Mrs. Smith, come, bring it. Walk in the open heavens. May there be a change and a turnaround in any situation that is so complicated. Let there be a change and let there be a turnaround in the name of Jesus. Oh, Pastor Joe, I would like to pray for Pastor Joe. Let it be unto you according to your faith. God, I humble myself. Pray for Pastor Joe with all humility. Let it be unto him according to his faith. In the name of Jesus.
Lift up your two hands. The heavens are open. SFRF. Are you a member of SFRF? The heavens are open. September, October, November, December. Pastor Nana. Where's Pastor Nana? Pastor Nana. Pastor Nana. Pastor Nana. Pastor Nana. Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes. Jesus. Father, let the heavens be open. Let the heavens be open. Let the heavens. Do it for your son. In the name of Jesus. Glory in here. So much glory here. So much glory here. I don't know if you understand what is happening here today, but the atmosphere is so charged that anything that you said to God now, you will experience it. Can you just pray into it? Anything. Talk to God. Every head bow and every eye close. We need to close. We can't. We can't, you know. If you are here, you are not born again. You've not given your life to Jesus. You've not received him as your Lord and personal Savior. You want to say, Pastor, please pray with me. I want to give my life to Jesus. Can you please lift up your right hand? Because when Jesus comes into your life, that life will be transformed. Can you please lift up? I can see your right hand at the back. My brother, God bless you. God bless you. Can we all say this prayer? My sister, I can see your hand. Say with me, dear Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me. Today, I give my life to you. I accept you as my Lord and personal Savior. Please write my name in the book of life. I am born again. I am saved. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Voice with Pastor Johnny Awanyo. We do hope that you were greatly blessed. For further inquiries, please call, WhatsApp, or send an SMS text to +233 243 886 622. God bless you.